The United Nations has called on Saudi Arabia to end a, quote, catastrophic blockade on Yemen, which has further threatened millions of people facing famine-like conditions.
It's the worst food crisis we are looking at in the world today. 7 million people on the brink of famine, millions of people being kept alive by our humanitarian operation. So this is a lifeline that must be continued every single day. If the supplies pipeline comes to a halt, food insecurity will deepen and we will be confronted with an even greater humanitarian crisis. Food, fuel and medicine imports must continue to enter the country. We call for all air and sea ports to remain open to ensure food, fuel and medicines can enter the country.
The World Health Organization has also criticized Saudi Arabia's move to tighten its blockade on Yemen. The UN agency says that the ban will hinder efforts to fight the cholera epidemic in the country. The International Committee of the Red Cross has also called for all borders with Yemen to be kept open to allow health and medical supplies to enter. Doctors Without Borders also criticized the cancellation of its humanitarian flights to the Yemeni capital Sana'a. On Sunday, Riyadh announced shutting down all Yemen's air, sea and land border. In response, Yemen's Ansarullah movement has threatened to target Saudi Arabia and UAE's ports and airports. General Baraka is a human rights activist who joins us from Cali. You know, when we take a look at this situation, isn't there a way where there can be some kind of consensus on the international level to get aid into this country, given the predicament that it's in? You would think that the UN should convene on this.
One would think that this will be the basis for a Security Council meeting and for the council to put pressure on the Saudi government to address this humanitarian catastrophe that they have created. But appears to be no real political will on the part of the council and some very powerful forces in the international order to put real pressure on the Saudis to stop the systematic genocide that's being waged in that country.
Okay, so when you say that, it's hard to wrap our head around that. I mean, we're looking at 7 million people who are on the verge of famine. Of course, up to a million, almost cases of cholera. Not to mention the bombardments that are claiming civilian lives, of which one happened in the past hour. We're waiting for the reports to come through in terms of a confirmation of the deaths there. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia are obviously on one page, but aren't there any other countries in this world, perhaps from Europe, that can somehow try to get planes into that country to deliver desperately needed humanitarian aid?
There will have to be an agreement on the part of the Saudis and the U.S. that's providing logistical support to the Saudis to allow for the blockade to be lifted. Again, it appears that various European powers are not prepared to take the lead in putting pressure not only on the Saudi government, but also on the U.S. government to address this humanitarian catastrophe. This has to be one of the most barbaric examples of the global community turning its back on a suffering people that I can really think of. This is even worse than the barbaric attacks on the Gaza by the Israeli authorities. It's really shameful.
Okay, thank you for that. Jean Mubarak, a human rights activist, talking to us there.